I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Hope is a scarce commodity in India following back-to-back cyclones and a COVID-19 surge. The storms displaced over a million people and sent humanitarian needs skyrocketing. Meanwhile, new COVID-19 cases are finally starting to decrease, but the latest wave left a mark on the body of Christ. Bibles for the World's John Podaiti tells us.
The loss of leadership to the body of Christ is going to be tremendous. It's going to take 5 to 10 years, maybe 15 years, just to replace these people.
Many believers got sick while serving people in need. When no one else could or would help, the leaders took a calculated risk.
These pastors and other frontline workers for the gospel contracted it while they were out ministering to people who had been infected with the virus.
Pray for families who've lost a father, son, or brother in situations like this, and ask God to raise up a new generation of Christian leaders. And when finances run low, one question always seems to rise to the top. How can you do more with less? Well, Haiti's the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, and many Haitians find creative ways to answer this question. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says, God gave them a solution they didn't expect. First, the opportunity. A U.S. believer wanted to support for Haiti's housing program, but couldn't sponsor an entire home.
I have $5,000 I would like to give you toward a home, but I can't afford one of the big ones. I can only afford the $5,000.
Eva and her team created a new program called Starter Homes that provides the perfect solution. Plus, it makes Christ known.
It's a witness to the entire neighborhood where the home is going up. Everyone realizes that the Lord was involved in making this a reality for this family.
Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.